Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If you plan to head to the beach this Memorial Day, don't forget to pack your sunscreen, your towel, and your face mask. The state is increasing access to beaches starting Monday, May 25th, under Governor Baker's phased reopening plan. There are new guidelines in place, so going to the beach is going to be very different this summer. How different? WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka is here now to answer some of the questions you might have. Hi, Zeninjor.
Hi, Bob.
So tell us about the safety rules that people need to follow at the beach this summer.
Well, first off, if you're sick or have symptoms of COVID-19, don't go to the beach. If you're at the beach, you need to keep a 6-foot distance from people as you move around. And under the state guidelines, you should set up your towels, chairs, or blankets 12 feet away from other beachgoers. Some beaches may also take additional measures. Here's Chris Miller, the Natural Resources Director for the town of Brewster.
On some of our bigger beaches, we've actually made one-way traffic to and from the beach. On the places where the trails are narrower, we've actually divided it into an entry and an exit side. On two of our beaches where we had handicap accessible pathways, the roll-out mats, we bought a second mat and put them in with a piece of fence in between so that people can walk out without worrying about being in a narrow pathway and coming too close to other people.
And I should also note that groups of more than 10 people are not allowed on beaches. And organized games are prohibited, too. So you'll need to leave your ball or frisbee at home.
Up top, we talked about what people need to bring to the beach. They do need to bring a face mask.
Yes, that's right. Masks are required in all public places when physical distancing is not possible. That's a state order that applies to everyone over age 2. So you'll want to bring a mask or face covering for those moments when you can't keep your distance. And I should note, masks are not required to be worn while swimming. A couple other things, you should also bring hand sanitizer in case soap and water are not available. And you'll want to make sure you have plenty of water on hand because water fountains and refill stations will remain closed during phase one of the state's reopening plan.
What about parking at the beach, Zeninjor?
Well, that depends on the beach. You can expect some beaches to limit parking in order to manage crowds and ensure proper distancing, especially at smaller beaches where there just isn't a lot of room. It's still pretty early in the season, so parking may not be an issue yet, but cities and towns can put restrictions in place. Bruce Berman of the advocacy group Save the Harbor, Save the Bay says we may start to see that as more and more people head to the beach this summer.
The first thing you should know is that if you're heading to the beach, and you find yourself in a traffic jam, you should probably find another place to go. Because what it means is that, there's going to be so many people on the beach that social distancing and the other sensible things that we have to do to protect ourselves are just, and our communities, aren't happening. So if you find yourself in a traffic jam, turn around and go home or find another place to go.
It's also worth noting that shuttle services to beaches are closed for phase one of the reopening.
I have to ask for parents and, frankly, older people, what about beach facilities like bathrooms, changing stations? Are those going to be available?
Well, changing facilities and indoor showers will be closed at beaches during phase one of the state's reopening. Now, bathrooms, this may be tricky. Some beaches may have porta potties available, but because there are now additional cleaning and disinfecting guidelines for bathrooms, some beaches may not be ready yet. So people should be prepared for that. There may not be bathrooms available at some beaches.
Okay, what about lifeguards? Will there be lifeguards at beaches?
There likely won't be lifeguards at beaches, at least not yet. Again, it's still pretty early in the season.
Okay, what happens if people don't follow the beach guidelines?
Well, the governor's order allows for criminal penalties or fines for violating the guidelines, and some towns may issue warnings to people. But officials are really hoping it doesn't come to all of that. They want people to regulate themselves and follow the guidelines so everyone can enjoy the beach this summer. Here's Erica Woods, the deputy director of the Barnstable County Department of Health and Environment.
This all goes back to kind of, what we all learned in kindergarten. If we all work together, we could still go out to recess. But if we, if we don't, they're not going to let us.
Wood says many beaches will have signs up reminding people of the safety guidelines. And if things start to get out of control, you may start to see more restrictions implemented on more beaches.
Well, Zininger, you know, after listening to this report, I imagine some people have said, you've just put a damper on my beach weekend.
I'm just the messenger.
WBUR Zininger and Wemeka, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Bob.